Welcome, everyone. Creation Lightship Wednesday night with Ron Amatron. And tonight we'll have a very interesting show. It'll be a combination of topics, and we'll count on you to bring up some topics tonight, too. We will be accepting phone calls. And for Station 1, the call-in number is 1-888-627-6008. And I also would like to mention that the monthly calls start this weekend, starting on Saturday. So be sure and go online, register for the Saturday Essential Preparation call. And it's a four-hour call on August 9th. And then we have the physical rejuvenation calls on Sunday, and that'll kick off on August 10th. That's an eight-hour call. And there's more information at creationlightship.com. You can check out the details with that. And without further ado, I would like to welcome Ron Amatron.
Hi, everybody. Well, we're in August still, in case you don't know that. Unless you're on another timeline somewhere else, but we're in August, and today is the 6th, and the year is 2014. So let's do a clearing for situations again for people, things that normally would be energy that you wouldn't really want to deal with, maybe something got into your phone line or somebody, you know, looked bad at you or said something awful. You know, maybe the high sign in your rearview window or something, you know, and one the sign and you did something improper or who knows. But remember that all those energies can affect you. So here we go. So think of what happened. And here we go. So one, this is sort of like a spell and curse type of thing, too, you know, where you don't know what's going on. Maybe somebody didn't like you, like you thought they'd like you or something. So here we go, releasing that energy from you. So one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And let's bring up the energies of the light beings. So here we go, going to help you out with that. Here we go. So one. Bring it up on your monitor screen. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, Cindy, I'll just turn it back over to you.
Oh, thank you very much, Ron. I feel very peaceful. That's a great start of the show. And really being in the middle of the week, that helped to kind of transition for the rest of the week. And by the way, Ron, tonight you had the Wednesday special call, and I did want to ask you about that. I missed most of that tonight. I was on the tail end. But I wanted to ask you what you normally do on the Wednesday.
Okay, yeah.
Weekly conference call.
Great, yeah. We do about a half an hour of lightship healing. So people will request a particular healing that they like to have, and then we go to different rooms. And then the remainder part of the show is for water charging, where you get one container of water. Normally people get like a half a gallon or so, and we charge it up. Tonight we did the skin misting water and also the sleeping water before we started the actual call where we're doing actual healing on people. So that's what we did tonight. So it's kind of neat, and sleeping water is great. So I guess I'll turn it back over to you, and we'll just see what callers coming in or what you have for comments.
Well, so far, we have hellos. And for those folks that are listening and not specifically on the chat, or if somebody has a message or question they'd like to ask of Ron and it's longer, please send your email to clsquestions@yahoo.com, and I'll be checking the emails there and then also in the chat. And that reminds me, Ron, we do have a couple of emails in regard to the house that we discussed on Monday. And I know that you asked for some homework for people to come up with different suggestions for our sponsor in regard to the sale of her home or preparing her home. And so she does have, or she did send an email with a question, and let me just see here. She is asking about something blue hovering over her kitchen stove and wonders if that's preventing her from selling her home.
Yeah, anything, boy, it could be there. Yeah, I guess it'd be real sci-fi of what to be doing something. You know, because you can't always put your finger on it, and then all of a sudden you go, wow, that's what it was, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's just, it just gets to be very interesting, you know, as to how the clearings work. And And all of a sudden, you may clear away a lot of stuff, but you haven't got the right thing yet, you know? And all of a sudden, you do it, and what you did clear was going to be popping up next. But remember, it's like, you know, like the vending machines, you know? You pull the handle, and the next one comes out. Well, you may not be able to get that one to come out yet, you know? You're pulling on the wrong handle, but you got everything else cleared, which would also interfere with you. So that's kind of the way the clearings work. You don't always know because there's so much stuff going on here. You know, this place is really set up to, you know, harm humans because of all what's happening here. You know, there's so many different venues and avenues of foreign energies and mind control stuff. It just gets to be kind of mind-blowing of how much is going on and what you really don't know. I mean, you don't know what you don't know. Once you start realizing that you can maybe get solutions and things to this, you all of a sudden you go, wow, that's great. I know what it is now, and I can clear it. But,
right.
You know, we kind of like just the clearings are up, so we can kind of like, I don't want to use the word muddle your way through them, but sometimes that's what actually happens is you think you have a problem maybe with anxiety, so you do an anxiety clearing. And maybe it's just in generations of that. You just don't know until you get in there and start doing clearings to get more clarity. So, you know, it's like walking through, you know, a minefield full of these mines that you don't know what's going to go off if you put your foot in the wrong place. So the whole thing is having understanding and diligence on what you're doing, and to really look at your life and see what your faults are, what your judgments are, just start clearing those, and you're going to find that all of a sudden you may find yourself maybe on top of the world versus being underneath someplace you don't know where you are. So back to you, Cindy.
Well, Ron, that's a great analogy as far as you have to remove one thing before we can get to the next. I can picture that. So it also reminds me of the onion layers, too, that you've talked about, that we just keep peeling off and then something different comes to us or is revealed. So I just went to creationlightship.com, and in the search, I put in orb, O-R-B, which is a good way to find a clearing. If you're not exactly sure of the name, the best thing to do is put, I say just put one word of your topic, and that way you search and you might get several options to look at. And Ron, I see here you have created the org clearing for us. Is that an appropriate clearing that we would be able to do, or you would be able to do for the house seller and maybe all of us? To clear an orb out of our rooms?
Yeah, I'll do a sample of that. So everybody just connect with one of those energies here. So why don't you repeat what you're planning to do for yourself, Cindy?
Well, as far as an orb, I would like to clear out energy I have in my storage area.
Okay. So here we go, an orb clearing. So one, everybody think of a place, a location, because, you know, we have to focus on one place. Could be in your garage, could be in your bathroom. So here we go. We'll just see how this changes. So one, two, three, oh boy, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, just see if your room changes, or, you know, the room that you wanted to have cleared. So back to you.
Great. Thank you so much, Ron. And would it be fair to say that it may not happen instantly, or we may not feel it instantly, though in the next couple of days we may wake up and realize that there's a difference?
Yeah, the clearing works instantly, but remember, you need to kind of settle in sometimes. But you might be able to find it instantly if you go into that location.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it kind of, you know, how it works with you and how your body's used to it. Maybe your body's afraid and it doesn't want to put down its walls yet. If your body has the mind of its own, you know, and that's your body.
Mm-hmm.
So your body will do what it needs to do or wants to do in that particular situation. So, you know, that's why sometimes, you know, you deal with an energy, you're walking by a side of a cliff or something, and your body goes, no, I'm not going there. Your mind goes, I want to look over the edge of this cliff. But your body goes, oh, 10 feet away is fine for me. So, anyway, that's what you're doing. I think we
had a... A caller. We do have a caller. Welcome, caller. Please share your name and ask your question of Ron.
Hi, Ron. My name is Linda.
Hi, Linda.
And my question, hi, Ron. My question is regarding a psychic attack or dark side practitioner forces that have been on me for a while now through my neighbor and through my daughter. I'm just asking for help with that.
Okay, yeah, I can run some energy that way for you, maybe. So here
okay.
We go.
That would be great.
So let's just try to get everything back into balance here. So one.
Thank you.
Two. Three. Four and five. And again, one. Two. Three, four, and five. You see that is helping a little bit. One, two, three, four, and five. So that's just how are you feeling? Did the energy calm down a little bit? What do you think?
Yeah, I don't feel quite as panicky. I almost was feeling like I was shallow breathing, you know. So I do feel a little more balanced.
Okay, we'll do a chakra alignment for everybody, including yourself. So let's go to your
Thank
heart
you.
Center symbol. Move that chakra around a little bit, so or whatever needs to be done to get your chakras in alignment. So here we go, heart chakra, moving that. I'll count to five so you can actually feel it move. One, two, three, four, five. Throat chakra, the same. One, two, three, four, five. Boy, okay, third eye. One, two, three, four, five. Power chakra. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, second chakra. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and first chakra. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, how does that feel?
That feels better. I feel the difference. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome.
Great. Great, Linda. Thank you so much for calling tonight.
Thank you so much, Ron. I really appreciate your work. God bless you.
Thanks, Linda. If anyone else would like to call in tonight, the Station 1 call-in number is 1-888-429-5471. Well, thanks so much, Ron, for doing that clearing. Now, on the chakra clearing, you did an alignment for us. And for those wanting to find the clearing on creationlightship.com, they can put in chakra. And on the first clearing that you did for Linda regarding the psychic attack and the dark practitioner, which clearing did you do for that, for her, for that?
I just did a general balancing clearing just to release the energies.
Oh, you did say that. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that's great. Thank you so much. We have two more comments regarding the home selling, and then we have some questions about the timeline crash. So the sponsor that we had on Monday continued questioning about the selling of her home and the possible blockages that are happening. Her question is regarding her father that passed away 27 years ago and wonders if his emotional body is still around. Even though he lived in Germany, he always wanted to live in the USS or the USA and like to visit there. And she's just wondering if that might be part of the blockage.
Well, I am seeing the emotional body is still around. I won't say that it's, you know, comes every day, but it does feel like it's still around. So you might want to do that deceased loved one's emotional body clearing. So the spirit's not around, but the emotional body is. So that's what I would suggest maybe is doing that. It's always best to get rid of the emotional bodies because they'll come and visit you, and they may make you feel good at times, telling you about, you know, they're going to come through your thoughts. So, you know, you're going to have all these nice thoughts typically of maybe where your parents took you or your father took your mother, you know, birthday parties, you know, all the events that you have had that maybe you're not even thinking about, they will stir up those energies. And it could be, you know, in a sense, some positive things. Well, then all of a sudden, that can put you into sadness because your body's going to respond to it, your emotional body will a certain way. And now you could be sad because you now are missing, you know, that person. So if they give you 10 different issues, you're going to have 10 situations to where you feel sad about them not being here, possibly. And so all of a sudden, they're tormenting you. So you want to get rid of that emotional body. And then they could come through with a negative thing about, you know, you never thanked me for, you know, when I made that, if you're a woman, you know, lady or girl, making that dress for me, you know, that'll come into your mind. They'll bring those thoughts to you, you know. I worked 3 weeks making that dress, and you never told me thank you. And now you're going to go, oh, man, now I don't have closure. And, man, that makes me feel really bad. I should have done that. And the dark side does that. Or the dark side will bring forth to you animals. So let's just say that you had, and we'll get the caller in a minute here. Let's just say that you had a dog that you really, really loved, okay? And maybe it died 5 years ago or so. And all of a sudden, you're going to start seeing all these people with that same type of dog that you had. Dark side is doing that, bringing them forth so you can feel all that sadness. And you go, oh, man, you know, I really miss that dog. Same situation. So you want to get rid of those energies that are being used against you. And that's what they do. And they always use people that are probably the closest to you to cause you these situations and, you know, anxieties and you know, sadness. you know, and then you get into guilt. So, you know, you want to get rid of those emotional bodies. So I guess we got a caller online. I heard a beep. So somebody there?
Yes. Hi, Ron. Hi, Cindy. I'm Larry.
Hi, Larry.
Hi, Larry.
Hi. Yes, I had a question for Ron that yesterday I had a strange experience where I had a letter from the bank, and I thought, oh, it's about automobile insurance. I'm not interested, and I threw it away. And there was a driving force in me that got the letter back out, and I said, no, I don't want it, and I threw it away. I got the letter back out again, so I called the number, and it was a dominating force on the other end. This man asked me a lot of questions about automobile insurance and about my personal life, and I just was stretched to that point I didn't want to go on anymore, so I just had to hang up. And I was wondering about the dominating force that drives us to do things we don't want to do, and can we get a clearing for that?
Ah, well, that sounds like the self-sabotage clearing. You know? So here we go, yeah. So think of it, Larry, and here we go. So one, releasing some of those energy that you had yesterday, or whatever the people want to release here on a situation. So one, two, oh, man, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Here we go. Hopefully that helps you.
Okay, thank you very much, Ron.
Yeah, well, I've been running into people here. It could be elsewhere, too, but people you don't even know, and they ask, oh, how are you today? You know, like, you know, do you know me? You know, you know, what have you been doing? Oh, you know, like one person, they said, how are you today? So I'm busy, very busy. He goes, well, what are you doing? I go, you sure you want to know what I'm doing? Well, one lady, I said, it's all pacified. But who is in that body? Remember, people have cameras in their eyes. Who is checking up on you when they're asking you these questions and looking at you, okay? And went into a bank, and the lady was asking the same thing. She goes, well, you know, we are taught to ask people this now because we want to get more friendly, to get more business. So we're going to ask you, I said, well, do you really care what you're asking me, you know? And you know, they don't really care, but they're told to ask you these things. How are you today? What have you been doing? Oh, that's so nice. You know, they have their programs. And these are taught by, you know, by the establishment of whoever owns, you know, the company to ask this. And so what they're doing is they're trying to interrogate you, which is what Larry went through, sounds like, and then wondering why you're even asking these questions after you get done. And what do they need that for? Where are they putting that information? Who's in that body? You know, what's being recorded? Okay? And are they watching you, you know, if you're there in person, are they videotaping you with the cameras in their eyes doing this here? Remember, we did that release. In fact, I'll do it right now, everybody. So here we go. So for the newbies, you're going to go, what is he talking about? You mean people have cameras in their eyes that you know nothing about? Well, yes, that is correct. So here we go. We'll just see if this improves your eyesight. Never know. So work on the left eye first. And an indication that you have one, maybe your eye will water. What happens is that when I do this in person, depending on what color eyes you have, if you have black eyes, then it'll be black. You won't see much of a change. But if you have brown eyes or blue eyes or any other color besides black, it normally turns black. So this will probably, I guess, scare the bejeepers out of you, you know, whatever those are, as you see your eye changing into a black eye, you know, the iris and the whole eye, basically, sometimes. But then from there, within a half an hour, it'll come back to the right color. So if you want to experience this, you can. If you don't, just tell your body you don't want to experience it. So here we go. Left eye, going to take out the implant that the aliens put in you to spy on people. And they use that to connect here. So you may not even know that you're a spy, you know? Maybe you're a 007 here, you know? Here we go. Getting out. Down your wildest dreams. Okay, here we go. Almost coming out. There, that one is released. Okay, now we'll go to your right eye. So if you body jump, sometimes it'll do that. It'll normally become black within probably about 15 seconds here. And getting out another implant here. This is the energetic or physical cameras that you can't see. Remember, they could be physical just outside our dimension, and they're copying and pasting it onto you. So here we go, right eye here, still working on it. Okay, here we go. Oh, boy. Okay. There, that one's out. So we'll just see if we have any comments. In your eye, if it does change colors, it will normally come back within a half an hour. So, back to you, Cindy.
Wow, and Larry, are you still on the line with us?
I'm still on because I was enjoying. Okay, I guess that's all I have, so I'm going to hang. Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Larry, for calling. Ron, thanks for doing the cameras again. I know the last time you did this, we had some wild immediate responses. So it'll be interesting to see what pops up in chat and COSquestions@yahoo.com. Well, I have a chat message regarding selling the house, and the comment is, the question is, what clearings work for indecision, being stuck? I want to sell my place, but I'm feeling trapped and frustrated.
The first thing is work on your emotions. So, you know, whatever that means to you. I don't know if I have a trap clearing or not. You know, there's so many different types of emotions, but almost everything boils down to fear. And so, you know, the fear, if you're not selling your house, I'm just looking at this here, are you afraid to actually move to change your life? You may want to move and have to move, but maybe you're in fear of not finding a place. To me, the fear, a lot of people, I guess, out there who are selling a house, all of a sudden you get a buyer and, you know, you're looking for a house, but you know, you may not be able to do anything because you need to get the down payment, we'll just say, hypothetically. So you need to get the money from your house to make the down payment on a new house or another house. Well, what do you do when you sell your house and now the house that maybe you wanted to buy that you saw a week ago or so now is sold? And you go, uh-oh, I just sold my house. So now you're in fear. What are you going to do, you know? And so, you know, do you go to an apartment? You know, that could be a big deal. Or maybe you buying a second house with planning to sell your old one, right? And now you got your new house that you really loved, and now you got your old one like this noose around your neck because you have to make payments on it and you can't sell it. That's another thing. So the whole thing boils down to fear. And I would think, to do the fear clearing. And then also, you know, like I said, release the house, you know, get the house so that it can be released out of your energy field so that you can move on, and it can move on. Because if you still own it and people see that, they're not going to want to come into a house that you own and you're trying to sell it. It doesn't make any sense because it's not going to work that way with energy. So there's a lot that happens. So I would say first check out the fear clearing and maybe anxiety and just kind of see what you're dealing with. And, you know, maybe you have to lower the price on your house a lot to get it to sell or give some kind of incentive. You know, that's a possibility. Maybe the market's completely flat and you go, man, I don't want to lose, you know, I'll just say, to pick a number, you know, $50,000 to get rid of my house. And maybe you have to do that, and now you're in anxiety because maybe, you know, maybe you're actually losing on your house because you bought it for a higher price than what you can sell it for now. You know, that's a possibility, too. So the whole thing is probably fear. So you want to do like a reset on yourself. You want to just kind of look at the past and say, okay, I'm in the present moment now. What's this thing worth? And what it's worth is what it's worth. It doesn't matter if it's up or down. If you want to get rid of it, then get rid of it. And then start over again. Don't allow your past to, you know, create your new reality. And I think we got a beep there, so I guess we'll get another caller on. So you're a caller online?
Yeah, hi, Ron. It's Sharina. Since you're fishing for callers, I thought that was an invitation.
Yep, okay, we gotcha.
Okay. Just a question that I've kind of always had. At Ascension, you keep saying that we won't remember anything. So I'm wondering, I guess I don't quite understand that, what kind of awareness will we have if we absolutely don't remember anything? I mean, we won't even be happy that we got out of here.
That's a good one. Well, okay, that's a good question. So it sounds like that most people listening probably know this is not the greatest place to live for situations here, although there is a lot of beauty here. You're not going to really realize where you were. Otherwise, you'd be judging it. Just think if you went to the light and you had all this negativity about how awful your last lifetime was, that wouldn't be too good because you want to live in the present moment. That's the whole thing. The light, you're in the present moment continuously. So hopefully that answers the question because you want to be in the present moment.
Okay, so we just won't know anything about this. We won't even have any reason to be happy that we're out of here.
Right, that is correct. You're just going to be in the moment and being able to enjoy your life in the moment. That's the way it works. And
okay. Recently you said, you sounded like you were saying that maybe there would be a new earth that we'd wake up to rather than that we'd just, that we would all be going, say, to creation, lightship, healing, and then to home base.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, what happened? During Ascension, then you're going to be kind of put on hold and probably be in quarantine during the Ascension process. And then from there, you will choose where you wish to go to. And one of those choices would be if you have your body and you wish to go to where the Earth Spirit is going to be recreating a new planet. And it could even be the Earth. Remember, everything is turned off. And so all blueprints are no longer available. Are no longer manifested. They could be installed again. There could be some alterations. So, you know, you might look at the Earth here and you say, well, yeah, there's all this pollution. Well, at Ascension time, it's all gone. So then it does like a reset. And maybe the Earth Spirit wants to bring in, yellow flowers everywhere. So it'll just go through and bring in yellow flowers. And then as you come back into the new Earth, if you're available to do that, then you're going to be going to a place with a bunch of yellow flowers. Maybe there's no volcanoes if it chooses to do that. Remember, it's recreating a blueprint. So it has free choice to recreate the blueprint. Before, the blueprints were basically the same, and they just kept recreating the older blueprints. So that's kind of what's going on, with that situation, is that, you know, the new Earth is not going to be another Earth because, at least where we are, because the dark side is here and the Earth is not going to be manifested in this, outpost territory, where the dark side can come into it. So it's not going to be what it is here. So this is the last time for the Earth, unless it gets moved somewhere else or gets a different coordinates or something. But basically, this is it. So you are available if you can take your body, or you have a choice to go to the Earth spirit, you know, with an energy, because you do have free choice to where you want to go to. But this may just be one of millions of places. So you can remember this place? No. But you'll probably be able to get kind of, in a sense, maybe a program guide or something like that, showing, you know, what's available to go to. Kind of hard to describe what that would be like, but you do have free choice, free will to go to where you want to go to, and at that point you pick a body and you energize it with your spirit, and voila, like having a cake mix, and all of a sudden it's there. And so that's what's happening. So you will be a free choice to decide where you want to go to, yes.
Great. That sounds lovely. When we're in quarantine, are we going to kind of be conscious then? I mean, are we going to realize, okay, I'm in quarantine on the light ship and these are light beings that are clearing me, or will we not even have that much kind of awareness?
I don't think you're going to have that awareness there. You'll just be cleared off. And the parts of you that have been stolen will be looked for, like we do now when we go to quarantine. The only reason why you know what's happening now is because we're doing this here in your full consciousness. But I don't think you're going to have that awareness.
Okay, thanks, Ron. You answered my questions about that.
Okay, great.
When's it happening? What's the delay?
That's a good question. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I still want to be able to see the new Earth myself, you know, the rainforest and stuff here. So as these alien races start to maybe decline or pull back a little bit, I'm working with the third matrix energy now. So if you felt any changes in the last week, as these holograms are being destroyed, it may see things differently. You know, what I'm seeing now is popcorn clouds. They look like, you know, like a piece of broccoli, but they have like little balls all around it. Kind of interesting, and they're white. So you might want to, if you have those where you are, they're really strange looking. So anyway, we'll catch you later.
Yeah, we've got those. Yeah, thanks, Ron. Bye.
Okay.
Thanks, Sharina, for calling. Well, thanks, Ron, for that information. We do have an updated email from our sponsor regarding what allowed her to put her house on the market. You were talking about or recommending to do a fear clearing for our chatter tonight, and sponsor from Monday night show said that she was in that place of feeling stuck and frustrated, and she did the fear clearing plus the self-empowerment clearing. And that's what enabled her to finally move forward to put the house on the market. So that's a great testimonial, great suggestion, too. I wanted to mention that Monday night show, which was August 4th, 2014, was regarding selling the house and different aspects of that. And we had several suggestions. So if you want to go into the library archives to listen to Monday's show, that could be helpful too. I do see that, well, normally you go to creationlightship.com, and on the right-hand side, there's the BBS icon, and you click on that, and it normally takes you to Ron's homepage where you can click on library archives. I see for some reason it's being redirected differently, so you might wait a couple of days for that to get fixed and then go into the library archives. And I do see that August 4th is posted. So that'd be a good follow-up, too. We had a lot of great suggestions. Back to you, Ron.
Okay. So what can we do next?
All right. Well, we said that we have a caller. We need to talk about the timeline crash, but we do have a caller. Caller, please share your name and your question for Ron.
Hi, Ron. It's Claire. I'm wondering if you can help me pinpoint this any further. That same entity seems to be bouncing around. I've worked every possible way I can think of, but and I'm sure there's more. It seems like every time, like you said, I get rid of something, they come up with something else. But I wondered if you could help me pinpoint that. And also, where is all this stuff going on that I'm seeing?
Okay, so you have a lot of visuals in your house. Is that what's happening? And I know stuff is happening around you.
Oh, I have. The minute I close my eyes, or if I go to lie down, everything really kicks up furiously. And I do see stuff, some flying around the house, but you know, it's mainly with my eyes closed, lying down. Although I do have, I wondered what all the black. There's some little black, almost figures or balls. Balls and figures flying around my head and eyes, too. That's been going on from the beginning. I've tried everything to clear it all.
Boy, well, let's do a house clearing here, see if that'll help you. So, releasing the energies from your house where you're laying down. Here we go. So, 1, 2, 3, 4. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. How does that feel?
I think it's slightly better. I've been running every type of space clearing that there is and timeline crashing it, and it still goes on. So, and I've put in about underground bases and everything else, so because we talked about that, and I know that that's there. I can feel it coming up through the floor. I mean, it hits me every direction. Still.
Oh, but you might make sure that, you know, getting back to, you know, the timeline, what timeline are you on, okay? So just make sure that you're on the now timeline all the time. Because possibly they could be just a little bit, you know?
I command it all the time, and I say, what I say is, I command my body and my spirit to be on the CLS now timeline of light and only the CLS now timeline of light. And for all other timelines to be crashed now. And then I count down. I do that too. And I get off with parallel lifetimes, but it just goes on.
Well, that does sound good. You might try the finger exercise. Make sure that you're definitely...
Well, my finger has consistently been straight up.
Great. Perfect.
Yeah, except that this is going on with it.
Yep, good. So we may.
But it still goes on.
Well, let's see if anybody else in the room has any information. We'll type something in there.
Where is everything that I'm seeing going on?
Well,
it does change.
Maybe they're downloading you with a lot of programs. You know, that you really don't want to, you know, actually see, but they're giving you programs. Are you having body sensations or just the visuals?
No, sensations too. The energies along with them. And they are repetitive, but they change. And then they'll go back to what they were, you know, it just, I can't tell.
Okay.
Some are repetitive, they change. It's been a whole big storyline, too, but then it shifted to different areas. It just gets worse.
Yeah, I said I could close down your third eye, if you like, a little bit. Anybody wants that if you're seeing too much? We can pour that down a little bit.
That'd be good. That'd be good. I've tried doing that. I've done the crown chakra several times, the crown chakra clearing,
Okay. It falls down the third eye here for everybody. That's if you want to. So we'll lower it down one-third and just see what happens. So one-third from what it is now, it'll be less. So here we go. One, two, oh boy, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, lowering it down a little more. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. Let's just see how that works for everybody.
Okay, well, that hold and hold, I have commanded it. It doesn't seem, commands don't seem to be doing me much. I mean, it does, I can see, if I'm lying down with my eyes closed, I can see the shift taking place. It's just that, you know, the energies are still there. And they're obviously the most disturbing because they interfere with functioning.
Well,
a lot.
Okay. Let's just see what's going on here and, you know, maybe by the next show here.
Okay. Okie doke.
Okay.
I'll keep going.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Okay. You're welcome.
Thanks for calling. Ron, we just have a few more minutes left of the show, and I wonder if we want to discuss the timeline crash now, or should we wait until Friday?
Maybe I'll wait till Friday.
Okay. And what I would like to remind everyone is that, as we talked about Wednesday's healing show, we have a follow-up on Thursday, and that will be the clone body removal call. And then Friday will be the entity removal call. Be sure and go to creationlightchip.com and check out the events listing at the top, and it'll take you to that area so that you can join in. And it's $20 a call. Is that correct, Ron?
Yes, that is correct.
I don't have that part up. Sorry about that. So that's great. And then also the last caller mentioned about the CLS timeline, Creation Light Chip timeline, and I just wanted to mention at the CLS chat intro page are a list of reminders, including the Creation Light Chip timeline. It's a shorter version than what she had mentioned. Also, Mind Heart Drop, New Earth Transport, and several other clearings. So be sure and check that out, especially for those of you that are listening and not looking at the chat right now. You can check that later on. And the links go to creationlightchip.com. And, Ron, would you be able to do a Mind a Heart Drop for
sure.
us tonight?
Yeah, we'll do that, and we'll just close the show here. So here we go. Mind a Heart Drop. And we're also, you know, giving away the self-sabotage clearing for people that would like to get on this month's, you know, all the different calls. So, anyway, we'll give that out here this weekend. So, here we go. So, Mind a Heart Drop. Abandon your spirit to take your thought that you have, that monkey mind, the chatter in your head. Drop them into your heart so that it'll be at peace. So, here we go. Dropping down. So, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, everybody, it should be heart-centered. So I'll let you close the show. Cindy?
Well, thank you, everybody.
Okay, great. Great. Thank you so much, Ron, for all those clearings. And remember, everyone listening, those are sample clearings. Go to creationlightship.com and do a search for the topic that you're looking for. And you can do the complete clearing, which, of course, will bring great results also. And thank you for everyone participating, chatters and emailers, and also for those listening. All the suggestions and your input help us all. So thank you so much for that. And we will probably hear you Thursday or Friday. Oh, our next show is Friday, actually. And we normally have Paranormal Friday, Station 2, BBS, and that'll be 7 p.m. Pacific time. So be sure and join us. Thank you again. Thanks, Ron.
Okay, blessings.